105.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, and powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, and Matt Harmon talk Shore Conference High School Football on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
What a good Thursday evening, this 29th of November, 2012. We are somewhat live at the Water Street Grill in Toms River.
What does that mean?
Don't interrupt me. Kevin, Ed, and Matt, and we're talking high school football, and actually high school and college football for the next 90 minutes on our, semifinal playoff preview show, sort of.
What does that mean?
I don't have no idea.
I think that refers to you, Ed. You are the oldest. You're kind of like half here, but half not. We worry about you.
Another birthday under the belt, Matt. Yeah. Yesterday, another birthday.
Happy 80th. We are here until 8:30 tonight, and we've got a real good show for you tonight. If you're a football fan, we're going to chat in a little while with a couple of Lacey Lions, who are two wins away from delivering their school another state sectional championship. Quarterback Tom Kelly, and probably the most important guy in his life next to his family, is center. Senior Tyler Walsh, they'll join us. We'll talk with St. John Vianney coach Andy Carlstrom. They're out of the playoffs, but they just finished up a very successful season on a high note with a Thanksgiving weekend victory over Mattawan. Another team getting ready for the sectional semifinals, the Rams of Southern Regional. We'll talk with their senior quarterback, Dan Higgins. Scott Stump, of course, as always, from All Shore Media. And our special guest a little bit later on will be our good buddy, the head coach of the Monmouth University Hawks, Kevin Callahan. And we'll sort of put the close on their season and do a little state of the program. Find out about the offseason and recruiting and all of that good stuff. So that sets the stage for us tonight. And fellas, belated happy Thanksgiving. We were here last Wednesday night on Thanksgiving Eve. A long Thanksgiving weekend of football with games going from Wednesday to Saturday. A couple teams wrapped up division titles.
Five of them.
Yeah.
Five of them last weekend either clinched outright championships or a share of championship, Long Branch sharing with Neptune.
That's the voice of the coach, Ed Sarluka.
Big weekend of football for championship, but around the shore.
And, of course, maybe the game that we talked quite a bit about last week was the Shore Point Pleasant Beach game. And it was a good one. And Point Beach, 19-7 winner?
19-7, but the story was the statistics. Beach 346 yards and holding Shore to only 87 on the day. So did they dominate Shore? I think they did, but penalties hurt them. Quite a few penalties, seven of them for Point Pleasant Beach in critical situations, made that one a pretty close game. Only 12-7 Beach at halftime, and that was a touchdown right before the half ended, so to give them the lead. So a little bit closer, and these two, as I know we have said, I have said, especially since probably week four, that they are destined to meet in the finals of the Central Jersey Group One, and we're one win away from each of them to make that come true.
You know, what was so impressive, and Ed and I had seen Point Beach a couple weeks ago in their opening round game, and it continued on Thanksgiving morning against Shore Regional, just the talent that they have in the backfield, and everybody contributes. I mean, Danny Tye carried the ball 23 times. He was kind of the workhorse, 117 yards. Kyle Samaritano, 19 carries for 91 yards, and Andre Cochran, 11 carries for 57 yards. So you've got three guys in the backfield that all carry the ball more than 10 times per game, and all are very productive, good, you know, yards per average, very involved in the offense. Tie with a couple of touchdowns. Samaritano had a touchdown reception in the game. This Point Beach football team is so talented. You know, I don't know how they would do if they played an entire A North or A South schedule. I'm sure they wouldn't be 10-0. But in terms of their first 11 on offense and defense, they are very, very solid for a Group 1 school.
Well, when you could get 52 carries out of your running backs, those three, in a football game, you know you are dominating the football game and running the ball very effectively, and they can run the ball. Going to be interesting this weekend, though, because they're going to see another very solid wing T offense, very similar to theirs in Florence High School.
A perennial Group 1 power, South Jersey Group 1 power, Central Jersey Group Central. 1 power. And we'll broadcast that game tomorrow night on 105.7, the Hawk Point Beach in Florence, with the Garnet Gulls looking to advance, I believe, to just the second sectional final in school history. The last was 1982, and they
82.
Lost.
Yeah. Yes.
And that was the old days of just four teams, so yes. You only had to win a game to get to a sectional final. You guys, of course, spent Thanksgiving, as always, in this case at Manasquan for the traditional game between Manasquan and Wall. Certainly not as much on the line for these teams as in the past, but when they get together on Turkey Day, it's always kind of special in that neighborhood.
Yeah, and the crowd was really good, as it always is, whether the game is at Wall or, in this case, at Manasquan. It was nice to see a great turnout, as always. Certainly didn't have the flair that games in the past have had in the 12 prior matchups. This was the 13th. But it is a good rivalry. You know, Manasquan with the win takes a 7-6 advantage. And as Ed and I kind of talked about during the course of the day, the only difference in this one, two things. I mean, going into the game for the first time ever in the Thanksgiving Day series, both teams had a losing record. That had never happened before. And there really wasn't that at least one or two standout guys that you just couldn't wait to get your eyes on and see how they performed. But it turned out to be a very competitive football game. Manasquan was able to run the ball pretty well. Murphy had a real good game carrying the football, and Manasquan came out in the second half, as they often do, and just kind of dictated how the game was going to go.
Yeah, Tim Murphy, like I said, half dominated the football game on the ground, ended up with 120 yards, and he was our player of the game.
The two longest-running Thanksgiving Day rivalries, one in Monmouth County and one in Ocean County. Up in Monmouth County, Neptune too much for Asbury Park, 33-6. And down in Ocean County, and I think the most surprising thing about this one is not necessarily who won it, but the score, Lakewood over Toms River South, 7-0. We would have certainly, I think most of us thought that game would have been a high-scoring shootout, but the word I got from people there was Lakewood's defense was just absolutely stifling. Held the Indians to just 109 yards of total offense.
Well, as we often do, we'll give the scores that we read, you know, from our game that we're broadcasting about other games going on under the shore. And I think during the course of the Manasquan Wall game, we kept waiting for a different score to come
in,
and it never really changed. It stayed 7-0 the whole time. I mean, maybe one good defensive quarter, but I was certainly expecting, you know, 35-31, and the team's just getting up and down the field. But you know what? Credit Lakewood. Credit South. They were able to turn their season around a little bit. But credit Lakewood, really, for an unbelievable year. And you hope at this point L.J. Clark maybe has the program turned in a good direction and a consistent direction, where they can continue to play some pretty good football.
Yeah, Tyrese Beverett, the Lakewood quarterback, completes his four-year career at Lakewood. Now he's off to college next year, and will make some noise.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I think he's only a junior.
No, I think he's a senior.
No, senior.
Yeah, he's
a senior.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Tyrese, sure.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm confusing him with someone else then.
Yeah, 4 years.
Read some of the schools. He's Probably be a defensive back in college.
Definitely, I would think so.
There's much question about that, and he'll play at some Division I school.
He certainly will, and next year. A big time, very outstanding student also.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Red Bank Catholic, the Shore's number one team, struggled a bit, only led Rumson 14-12 with the half, scored a couple of second half touchdowns for a 28-12 win as they get ready to take on the number one ranked team in New Jersey.
Yeah, St. Joe Montvale. They will travel up there. In their perennial tough semifinal matchup, you know, last year it was Del Barton who knocked them off. This year they draw St. Joe Montvale. Tough matchup, but a very methodical win on, Friday night of, Thanksgiving, right? They played on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they did play on Thanksgiving, yep.
7 points each quarter, 28 points they put up. I'm sure they had, one eye on St. Joe Montfield.
Yeah, well, no question about that. And just real quick, Toms River North beat Toms River East in a fairly entertaining game. A lot of offense in that one, 42-24. In their renewal of their rivalry, Southern much too much for Central. The Rams coasted to a 35-0 win. Jackson Memorial, I think this one caught a lot of us by surprise. Jackson Memorial retained
all three of us because we picked the game the other way.
I think the one that really gets you is the margin of victory. Jackson Liberty's had their best season ever. And Jackson Memorial had won just two games coming into that matchup on Saturday. And the Jaguars kept the Connor Cup and said, hey, we're still the team in Jackson with a 31-0 rout. How about this?
How about the numbers in that one?
According to the statistics, in that game, Jackson Liberty won first down and minus 5 yards total offense. I've never seen that, ever. In a game. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I was shocked as I was getting Twitter scores from that game, which was held on Saturday. Let's give a little credit to Jackson Liberty. They didn't look good that day, but they did finish 6-4 for the first winning record in the school's history.
I think you got to give Jackson Memorial a lot of
credit,
though.
I totally
agree.
Ran
for 275 yards, a big day by Glover, and certainly made their turkey weekend a heck of a lot better. And, you know, Middletown South over Middletown North, 21-13. Long Branch beat Red Bank 13-0. It was Barnegat rolling past Pinelands 49-0, and we'll save this one for last because it is a division title. Monsignor Donovan clinches the Class B South Championship with a 56-19 rout of Manchester. So congratulations to the Griffins and their coach, Dan Duddy. So that kind of takes you around the shore last weekend.
Good weekend. You know, some interesting games. I know it's ever since the storm, the season's kind of been – a little bit on the weird side, but it seemed like a pretty good weekend. And, you know, all the division stuff now obviously is wrapped up, and nice that we can look forward to some more state playoff activity.
No question about it. So that kind of takes you up what happened last weekend, and obviously most of the rest of tonight we'll be talking about what's still to come as we get ready for the semifinal round of the state playoffs. And, of course, we welcome in a couple of Lacey Lions who we invited down. Said, fellas, have a little something to eat on us. And they did. Quarterback Tom Kelly and his all-important center, Tyler Walsh, as the Lions get ready to take on a very good Kingsway team on Saturday, a 1 o'clock kickoff at the home of Lacey in the sectional semifinals there. Fellas, good evening. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So does it work when you eat food? Does the center hand it to the quarterback? Is that how it works?
Through his legs, too.
They did sit next to each other. There you go.
Right through the legs. Hey, it's been a tremendous season, 10-0. You've already obviously won a division championship, and this is kind of what it's all about now. You know, a lot of teams have put the equipment away. It's late November. It's getting cold, and you're still playing football, and you'd like to play a couple of games. And, you know, Tyler, I'm going to start with you as the elder statesman of the group. You were part of a championship team a couple of years ago.
Yes, I was. I only played special teams, but it was
you were a sophomore then, right?
I was a sophomore.
You did letter.
I did letter.
That's good. 12-0.
So you know what it's like to win it all.
Yes, I do. It's a great feeling, and I'd love to have the feeling again, you know, obviously. But I know what it takes to get there. And all the sophomores do, too, that are now seniors. And it's tough, but we've worked hard all year working in the weight room, and we're going to give it our all.
How about the beard on Tyler, Kevin? It's a beard like you always wanted, right?
Listen, Lacey always has a guy who has a beard. There's always one or two guys that got that, you know, that
rugged-looking
beard. Now look, he's a center. He can get away with it. Who's going to tell him it looks bad? You going to tell him?
No, I think it looks great.
Not bad. You said before you thought it was horrible.
No, I didn't say that.
He did not say that. This is a good time of year. And again, being a part of it, those sophomores from 2 years ago are now seniors. Obviously, this is that point where you really got to step up as leaders to make sure that everyone maintains their focus, because it's now one loss and you're done.
Yeah. That's the scary feeling, you know. All the hard work, being in the A South is an honor to be what we accomplished, being 9-0 in the regular season. You know, the A South is a great division. All the teams are tough, and we're very fortunate to have done what we did all the regular season. And the playoffs, you know, it's one game now. You got to take it one game at a time, 1 week.
Tom? To say you've had an interesting season would be an understatement, right?
You're telling me.
After playing last year, quite a bit as the starting quarterback, On a what was it, 5-5, right?
4-6.
4-6. That's right. You were under 500. You come back this year as a junior and win the job. And by the way, I think from your sophomore year to your junior year, and I've seen you 3 or 4 times, you have improved 100% over the course of your sophomore and junior year. You were on your way to having a tremendous season, and then the injury bug hit. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, during the game, I threw the ball, I got hit. I heard it crack, but, I mean, you don't want to believe something like that happens. You know, it's devastating for a kid. So I kind of stayed in there, ran the next play, and I felt it start moving. And I was like, I can't go anymore. And
shoulder, right?
Yeah, broken collarbone.
Broken collarbone.
Yes, sir. And I was told I broke it, and once again, just devastated, absolutely.
Now, that was 5 weeks ago, right?
5 weeks tomorrow.
What game was that?
Tomorrow.
Jackson Memorial.
Jackson Memorial,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
October 20th.
Right, 5 weeks ago,
was
so
the
tomorrow.
Surgery tomorrow, but it was six weeks from the injury. It'll be
six
Saturday.
Weeks. Right.
But, yeah, they told me I was done for the season. That was the initial thought, and I was, once again, devastated the season we're having. It was a big year, undefeated, Lacey football. It's great. Town's going insane. And then you hear that, and it's just it's heartbreaking. But then Dr. Fox, actually right on Water Street, told me, he's like, listen, if you're willing to do it, I can get you back out there. And they were thinking state final earliest, mm-hmm. but I've been doing everything I was supposed to do. The hurricane delayed everything back a week, so I was able to play. My doctor said only if you're needed against South, and sure enough, went in. And it was awesome.
Completed the big pass to Christian to Tella on the post pattern,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir. But now they said I'm 100% healed now, which is insane. And so this weekend, it'll be a good game.
You know, the season has been chaotic, obviously, with Sandy and the state pushing it back a week. So you've had weeks, you know, games where you haven't played for a couple weeks. You know, it's been a strange season, Tyler.
You know, we're used to having that 9-game
straight
season.
Right, because you're one of the few teams that plays 9 straight, no buys.
And that's the reason why we set it up like that. Yeah. We don't want the break. Right. If we're on a roll, we want to keep rolling. And, you know, unfortunately, Sandy hit, and the only fortunate thing about that was it gave him an extra week.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the only good thing, because obviously you had parts of your township that were really hit very, very hard. I'm sure it impacted your team, guys on your team and in your school, like everyone else, right?
Yeah. You know, down Beach Boulevard, you know, that got hit hard. And a couple of the guys went out. We were ripping up rugs, you know. And it was a sad scene, you know, seeing that happen to our town. You know, something you don't want to believe, but unfortunately it did happen.
Okay, Tyler, so Tom gets hurt in the Jackson game, and you've got a new quarterback in there who I'm sure you haven't worked with a whole lot in practice, because you're usually working with the first stringers, right? Yeah. Connor Davies comes in. The adjustments that you have to make.
Well, you know, Connor,
obviously different stature, right? Connor's a lot smaller than Tom.
Yeah, the placement of the ball has to be different. Has to change. It has to be a little bit lower, considering Connor's about 5'8", 5'9", where Tom is 6'1".
Right.
But we all had confidence in Connor. He's a confident kid. You know, he was thrown into fire. You know, being 7-0, going against Brick, his first start as a varsity quarterback. And you all know that game, you know.
Well, we did it. We know it. Let me say, we still don't believe it, but we still don't know it.
Yeah. You know, that game alone shows his confidence.
Right.
You know, he never put his head down, and we all had his back. We knew he could do it, and
he did it.
Proud of him.
Yeah. How about for you, standing on the sidelines? And the youngster had a tough night.
Of course.
Mean,
I wasn't on the sidelines. That was the day of my surgery.
Yeah,
surgery. You weren't even there.
I wanted to go, but my doctor wouldn't let me.
Exactly. You were.
I was
better off. You were a little out of it. That's what the doctor told me on the sideline. I said, "Is Tom here? I'd like to get a word." When he says, "No, he's a little out of it."
Yeah,
I
was at home listening to that, and I mean, you hear this. I mean, we're getting stuff. It's just heartbreaking to hear. You're like, I wish I was out there. And then Connor to Belford, and Billy makes possibly the best play I've ever seen at the high school level, and he just takes to the end zone, I'm jumping up and down 2 hours after my surgery, going insane. And my parents are like, relax, relax. I'm like, I can't. Just run around the house. It was
so
awesome.
So in this time, and right after your surgery, and you probably still think at that point, you know, I'm probably done for the year, or yes, a long sir. Time. So what can you do to help a younger guy and a teammate? Because what you ultimately want is you want your team to win.
Yes, sir. I told him, I'm like, if you ever need anything, I mean, you can always come to me, ask me questions, whatever. I helped him out, even the Brick and Mortar game, running the coverages and everything. And but, I mean, he's got it down. He's grown up in the system with his father. His
father's the offensive coordinator.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was he didn't really look to me for much. I mean, and he shouldn't have. I mean, his dad's right there. He's getting coached at the dinner table every night. So, I mean, he knows his stuff. And he did a great job. He definitely did. I was extremely impressed with his development and his stats and throughout the game.
Let me throw this out to both of you. You mentioned a receiver, Billy Belford. That's another interesting story on this Lacey Lion team. Played as a freshman, didn't play for 2 years, then comes out this year, and believe it or not, I really think he has made the difference between that real good team to a maybe possible championship team.
Yeah,
Tyler?
You know, Billy, playing with him as a freshman and seeing him go down sophomore year, it was tough watching him, because we knew he loved the game. And seeing him miss that second year, his junior year, that made us want him back even more. And him being there this year, oh, we love having him back. He's a heck of a player.
Let me ask you this. This is a different Lacey team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we kid around, and, you know, Lou Priscilla, who's been the Lion coach for about, 80 years, right? Lou's been there about 80. But we kid around, you know, and Lou has, in many years, we felt, been very conservative. And, you know, this team, and I think he really trusts Corey Davies, his offensive coordinator, but this team, to me, has hit more big plays. You have made a lot of big plays this season than Lacey teams in the past. Am I right?
Yes, sir. I mean, absolutely. I mean, like you said, you got guys like Billy Belford, Christian Detella, Spatz, R.J. Kurtz, Brandon Booz. I mean, all these guys, you put the ball in their hands, they make a ton of plays. I mean, every game it can be someone new. You can't key on one guy, and that's what makes it hard for every team. I mean, after the Tom's River North game and the Pinelands game, Billy tore it up. I mean, and then you saw teams shift their coverage to him. That's when Christian started lighting up, and then when Southern took away our two outside guys, we had Kurtz and Boos, who just tore it up that game. I mean, you got guys all around the field who just can make or break a play. It's just insane.
Well, Tom, you had to be somewhat excited over the summer when you heard that, hey, we might throw the ball a little bit more this year.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, we went from an eye, power eye team, jam it down your throat team, to a spread offense.
Offense.
And it, trust me, to say I was excited is an understatement.
Yeah, I saw him during the 7-on-7 at Times River East,
right.
And I said, "This is not your mother's Lacey team, boy. This is a different look." All right, let's move ahead because we know it's been great so far, but it will only be really great with two more wins. Start Saturday with Kingsway. Now, you did not play Thanksgiving week, so you've had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. Good prep time. Tell us a little bit about this Kingswood team. We'll start with the center.
You know, they're very capable. They got a great running game with Ray Lowry. He's a 1,800-yard rusher. And they have another kid that's a running back. He also is over 1,000 yards. So our defense is going to have our hands full, but I got no doubt in my mind that they can handle it. You know, they're a great team. We create turnovers. I mean, we got 8 defensive touchdowns. And we force turnovers, and it's looking good, you know. But the offense still has to do what it's got to do, and they got a great defensive line, great linebackers. They're going to be a tough opponent.
Yeah, this Kingsway team, I think they're a lot better than the 6th seed would tell you. I mean, they lost to a Williamstown team by, I think, 7, and they're 4th in the state for
favored,
crying out loud.
Favored to win
yes,
the
I mean,
South
5. They're insane, but Kingsway's lost some really tough games, and we saw the Morristown game. You saw their offense light it up. I mean, this team is not a team to be underestimated, no matter what seed they are. They're a very solid team, like Tyler said, 2,000-yard rushers. You can't sleep on a team like that, and I think this team is extremely good and capable of taking down any team.
Is the 2 weeks, in this case, off good, or would you prefer not to have 2 weeks to get ready for this one?
I don't like sitting home on Saturdays. I love playing.
What did you do last weekend? Did you go to a game?
Did you get see them?
Me and Tom and Brandon Booz actually went to the South Lakewood game.
Oh, okay. All
so right. We were around it. So you can't just sit at home and do nothing.
As shocked as we were with that score, 7-0?
Yes, very.
I mean, you had come off of a game against Tom River South where it seemed like nobody could stop anybody, right?
Exactly. Agreed.
Yeah.
They had a good offense, and I was shocked that it was only 7-0.
Right.
I was expecting 35-28.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Looks like Saturday's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes,
first
weather.
Of December. It's going to be great weather for this time of year. School excited over this? I mean, you expect to have a good crowd for your game on Saturday?
I think we will. I think everyone comes out to support, I mean, no matter what. And I think even adding on sunny 55 degrees out Saturday, state semifinal, how can you not be excited? I mean, it should be packed. I'm really excited for this game.
Yeah.
And then potentially a finals at Rowan University, you know, moving up to the big time, to the college scene, right? You hope to get there one at a time, right?
One at a time.
Just got to think
Tim
about
McCook
Saturday.
Sean A., two pretty darn good programs.
Two good programs. By the way, this Kingsway team lost to Shawnee, so, you know, a little common opponent there.
And I would imagine one of the things, and this is the difference, 2 years ago when you made your run, you were a B-South school at that time, right?
Yes. Right. Yes.
You made a comment in the beginning. There's no weeks off in A-South. Do you think that schedule will pay off and that it's helped prepare you for this time of year a little better?
Definitely, because the level of competition in the A-South is unbelievable. Mm. Every team is going to be tough, like I said earlier. And having that prepare us for the playoffs, it's a good thing in our favor.
All right, we got to let you do this before you go. You know, and Kelly knows this is the quarterback. He's nothing without the offensive line. So tell us the other guys up front who make him look good.
You know, we got returning starter Joe Alfonte at left tackle, and Chris D'Addario, who's the left guard. He's a junior. Then you got me in the middle with Frank Samiro, sophomore, who's really stepped up this year. Really happy with him. And Matt McGovern, he's the right tackle. And we worked hard all through January, February, since we lost to Timber Creek on November 11th.
And not that you remember the date.
We remember the date. you know, after we were at the weight room in the school, the linemen went to go work out at a CrossFit gym. And that was mainly to create camaraderie, to become one unit. And that's what you need. You can have five great linemen, but if you don't get along, it's not going to work. And being together throughout the winter is huge. And once you become one unit, that's when things start to click.
Is there any doubt who the leader of the unit is, by the way?
Yeah, the guy in the middle leads him, Tyler Walsh. But championships, my slogan always was, championships are won in the off season, not during the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what seems like you guys worked hard in the off season.
We wanted it. We want it still. Yeah. It might be in our grasp. It might be a week away, but, you know, we don't have it yet.
That's right.
And
college plans? Want to play football?
I do. I do want to play football.
Okay.
I was a little bit undecided earlier in the year, but I've learned that I don't think I can live without it. And it's I want to do it.
Now you
another year?
Get to come back again.
Yes. Yes,
and
I do.
And gave a couple underclassmen up front. Regardless of what happens this year, you excited about next year for Lacey as well?
I'm extremely excited about next year, but like I said, Kingsway is all on my mind. That's the only thing I'm excited for.
That's right.
All right, well, stay healthy.
Yes, sir. I will try my best.
Well, it was great to have these two guys down. Great representatives of their program and their school. Tom Kelly, Jr., quarterback, senior center, Tyler Walsh. Good luck against Kingsway, and we hope to see you the following weekend at Rowan, right, probably?
Yes.
At Rowan and State Final. Good luck, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for
having
us.
We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk with St. John Vianney coach Andy Karlstrom. We'll do that after this. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.